Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is pleasant across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies while Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures. In Haifa, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iraq is investigating a drone strike on the Kurdistan Prime Minister's office. Iran warns of false flag ploys. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, an Israeli man faces charges for planning an Islamic State-inspired car bomb attack at a nightclub. This news broke 19 minutes ago on Ynet. Also this hour, Israel Airlines plans to launch flights to New York by October. JNS reported this just 10 minutes ago. Separately, a confrontation with Iran may be inevitable. Dr. Raz Zimet of the INSS highlights Tehran's escalating positions. This was reported by Mariv earlier this hour. And finally, Israel has thwarted an ISIS-inspired car bomb plot targeting a popular Be'er Sheva nightclub. This update comes from I-24 News 51 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, posted 18 minutes ago about a likely modified S-300 missile heading towards Sumy Oblast in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ynet Global echoed the news about the Israeli man charged with plotting an Islamic State-inspired attack. They posted this 20 minutes ago. Visegrad 24, a European news outlet, reported 20 minutes ago that Russia plans to strip voting rights from citizens who have left the country. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iraq's investigation into the drone strike on the Kurdistan Prime Minister's office. The Times of Israel reports Iran suspects a false flag operation. Tehran has continued its military actions against Kurdish opposition groups despite a ceasefire. The implications for regional stability are significant as tensions remain high. Turning to the Israeli man charged with planning a car bomb attack, Ynet details that Abdullah Gargawi sought to ally with ISIS and planned to detonate a bomb remotely. The potential attack underscores ongoing security challenges within Israel. Meanwhile, Israel's plan to launch New York flights marks a significant step amid reduced U.S.-Israel air services. According to JNS, this expansion aims to fill the gap left by American carriers suspending their routes. This could enhance connectivity between the two nations. Separately, Dr. Saup Raz Zimet from Mariv indicates that Iran is escalating its stance, potentially leading to conflict. This development follows Iran's strategic maneuvers, suggesting that confrontation might be Tehran's only path out of its current impasse. Such a scenario could have widespread implications for the region's peace efforts. And finally, the foiling of an ISIS-inspired plot in Be'er Sheva highlights Israel's ongoing counterterrorism efforts. I-24 News reports that authorities neutralized the threat just in time, preventing potential loss of life and sending a strong message against extremism. On the economic front, first, the silent economic impact of U.S. policy changes on Israel looms as the public in the U.S. expresses growing concerns about Iran. Walla Business reports that the blame for rising fuel prices falls on Netanyahu, with implications for Israeli-U.S. relations. Separately, Ondas Holdings is expanding its operations in Israel by acquiring Iran Defense for $33 million. This move, detailed by Tech, marks the first acquisition of an Israeli company listed on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange by this U.S. firm. And finally, a court ruling used phone location data to clear an heir in a Tel Aviv apartment inheritance dispute. Ynet Business reports that this development showcases the increasing role of technology in legal proceedings. Halim. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.